Meltdown in the Middle East won't stop ministry. Answers to prayer bring about change in Nepal but alerts new needs. And anti-conversion laws cause concern for Christian radio ministry in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, with Fatah and Hamas shooting at each other, the potential for civil war in the Middle East is growing. So far, truce efforts have been unsuccessful. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says in spite of the tensions, their ministry partners haven't stopped working.
There have been some breakthroughs where people have come to Christ and there's a new openness in the refugee camp. So the bad things that are happening there have really forced typical Muslims to look at the situation and evaluate their lives.
A dangerous place to be in between warring parties. Noting that the evangelistic passion appears undimmed, Doyle adds,
there is one church in the Gaza Strip, and they have a multifaceted ministry. All of those lead to an opportunity to share the gospel. So if you could just pray for the team there, the church in Gaza, for their boldness and their safety in the midst of the conflict.
Meanwhile, as religious freedom continues to be a concern for many in Russia, Slavic Gospel Association is reporting an incident they're hoping doesn't become commonplace. SGA's Joel Griffiths says several members of the Resurrection Baptist Church in Ivanovo, Russia, were detained by local authorities.
The church was using a local theater to show a Christian film, and then they were going to distribute copies of the New Testament and Psalms. Agents from their local home affairs office entered the theater and then stopped the proceedings, and they told the church that the distribution was illegal. And this was despite the church actually having all the necessary documents.
While the difficulties may be increasing in some areas, SGA needs your financial and prayer support for
church planting missionaries. We sponsor them. We have training ministries such as Bible institutes and seminaries that we sponsor that prepare pastors and Christian education workers, music leaders. We exist to serve the church.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Despite many challenges to ministry, Gospel for Asia has been working in Nepal for more than 17 years. But God is doing mighty things in difficult places, says GFA's KP Yohanan.
A significant historical event transpired. I believe an answer to prayer on May 18th, the only Hindu kingdom of the world, Nepal, became a secular nation.
Nepal's new secular government will be rewriting their constitution, and Yohanan has some concerns.
Will this mean freedom of religion? Will this mean freedom of speech? Will it mean that Christians be able to testify their faith publicly without having to fear about being persecuted?
Those crucial questions are matters for prayer, says Yohanan, and in the midst of it all,
I want to believe God and pray that somehow the work of the kingdom will be furthered and millions will come to know Jesus at this time. This is quite significant.
And Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says their partners in India are expressing concern over the spread of the Freedom of Religion Bill. Similar anti-conversion legislation is on the books in 7 states. Their concern?
It could even be that they might eventually try to charge a radio broadcaster with this, but since there would be no obvious direct involvement, that would seem to be quite a stretch for a bill like this to be applied. So it seems as if broadcast evangelism becomes even more important with the kinds of concerns that bills like this raise.
While such laws are sometimes an obstacle to discipleship, DeYoung says there is a silver lining.
We will continue to monitor the situation at Words of Hope. We'll seek to continue our broadcasting, but we'll, of course, be very careful in how we interact with any people inside the country, whether it be people who are working with us or those who are the listeners to the programs.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find short-term mission trip opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.